This is Hamilton's Alternative, 101.5, The Hawk FM.
Welcome to another episode of Cuckoo Bananas. You may have been able to guess this week's theme by that opening song by Basil Kirchin, which is called I Start Counting. What's the theme for this week, Ollie?
Numbers.
Numbers. Songs about numbers. And who are we going to start with this week?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. How does his song go again? A, B, C. As simple as...
Me.
Hmm? Do, re, mi.
A, B, C. A, B, C.
Yeah, but what are the numbers? A, B, C.
1, 2, 3.
Do, re, mi, baby. Oh. We said A, B, C, do, re, mi. Yeah, something like that. And this was a little Michael Jackson when he was just a kid. And who else is in the Jackson 5?
His little brother.
His brothers, all of his brothers, yeah. And then after we hear the 1, 2, 3 from Michael Jackson, we'll hear a 3, 2, 1 song. 3, 2, 1, Contact. Yeah. It's a catchy song from an old TV show. And then once we hear 3, 2, 1, we'll hear 1, 2, 3 again. This time from the Groovy Ghoulies. You might remember this song. It's a little bit spooky. 1, 2, 3, you can't hide from me. Remember that one?
Yeah. It's not scary for me.
Not scary for you? Oh, good. Well, then it won't be scary for the kids either. And even though we had a kind of a relaxed beginning to this show, I think we should tell the kids to put their dancing shoes on, or at least get them polished up, because this is going to be a dancey kind of episode. And who better than to start off a dance party than Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
Three, two, one, contact! just what I mean. Just listen to them count.
Oh, one, two, three. You can't hide from me. One, two, three. Just you wait and see. One, two, three. You can't hide from me.
No matter what you do, I'm gonna find you. They get help from other ghosts, ones that you can't see. They'll sit back and point you out. You know how ghosts can be. They can make you laugh or scream just when you don't want to.
To read poetry and enjoy my time planting the seeds of wisdom. And that's not a crime to love books and talk radio. Scientists are baffled by me. I'm like a living rhyming dictionary. The government did research on me. They took my stem cells to make another Jeffrey. Culture is important to me, like reading a book or a family tree, or having fun discussing a book, or reading, or drinking herbal tea.
Two smart guys. Two smart guys.
Two smart guys.
Two smart guys.
I have a GED, but I don't care. E equals MC squared. My credibility's in the hemisphere. I'm a rocket scientist, I'm a rocketeer.
Brain swells up and I have to massage it, cause it grows larger and larger. Take a shower whenever I can, cause cleanliness is next to smartliness.
Stephen Hawking is not my league. He's way below, he's way beneath. He's just not as smart as me and Humphrey. When it comes to smart, we're in a special category.
Two smart guys. Two smart guys.
Two smart guys. Two smart guys. Two smart guys. Two smart guys. Two smart guys. Two smart guys. Two smart guys. Two smart guys. Two smart guys. Two smart guys.
Hey, we're two smart guys.
Yeah. And that didn't sound very smart.
No, I think that's the joke. Who was that rapping?
Jeffrey and Humphrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey and Humphrey, the rapping dinosaur puppets. With their song, Two Smart Guys. Can you talk like them?
Two Smart Guys.
Yeah, when those albums came out, everybody was talking like Jeffrey and Humphrey. Who are the smartest guys?
Two smart guys.
And let's continue on this rap theme for a little bit longer. Because up next we have De La Soul with their song, Three is a Magic Number. And they made this song by sampling part of an older song called Three is a Magic Number. So after De La Soul, let's hear the original song that came from a TV show called Schoolhouse Rocks. So we're going to hear Bob Dureau sing Three is a Magic Number. What's your favorite number, Ron? You ever thought about it?
827.
827. That's a good one.
I think because it had the lucky number 7 in it.
Wow, that's interesting.
And I like the number 800.
Hmm. Why 20?
I don't know. I just like that number too.
Hmm. My lucky number is 207. So our lucky numbers are similar.
827.
That's a good one.
227. Not that similar.
Well, they both have a 2 and a 7.
Yeah.
And they're both prime numbers. A number that you can't multiply two numbers to get that number. You can only... The only multiplication question you could do with two numbers to get 827 would be 827 times 1. Good choice. Prime numbers are awesome!
That's a magic number.
Three.
Yes, it is. It's the magic number.
Three.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, they stubbed me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, racing three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk. Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap, shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase in Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A tri-camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. Y'all in your Quebec, that the action's not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine, and three out of every darn time, the effect is, where the daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up your casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Mace, Posse, me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls who form style gain praise by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dumb and a plug. Set aside a legal substance to feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
One, two, three.
And say, children, what does it all mean?
Well,
One, two, three.
I would like
no more, no less.
That's a magic number.
No more, no less.
No more, no less.
No,
no, no, no, no, no more, no less. No more, no less. No more, no less.
Everybody in the audience ever get hit by a car?
No more, no less.
Three
is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. Now the multiples of 3 come up 3 times in each set of 10. In the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9, and in the teens 10, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the 20s, you get a 21, 24, 27, and it comes out even on 30, yeah.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Dig the pattern once more. 3, 6, 9,
12, 15, 18,
21, 24, 27, 30. Yeah.
30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is 30.
Going
3 times 9 is 27.
3 times 8 is 24.
3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1.
What is it?
3!
Yeah.
That's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had 3 in the family. That's a magic number.
Everybody say chill out.
Chill out.
One time with Mr. Magic, say chill out.
Chill out.
Two times with Mr. Magic, say chill out.
Chill out.
Three times with Mr. Magic, say chill out.
Chill out.
Four times with Mr. Magic.
My name's Mr. Magic and I'm an MC. I'm slick, I'm fast, I'm very cool. You rockin' to the Mr. Magic Groove. You throw your hands up in the air. You rockin' to the beat without a care. Now the thing that I claim to be, you see, is the world's greatest number one MC. And I'm bad, cause when you're bad, you know it. And I'm bad, cause when you're bad, you show it. I'm bad,
he's bad.
Avenue. I seen a young girl that I thought I knew. I pulled her over, said, what's your name? Said, I go by the name of Sweet Elaine. Said, all the fly guys all over the world, they all wanna rock this foxy young girl. Said, Sweet Elaine, tell me one thing. You call yourself the queen of swing. Well, this kid is called the king of soul, and disco is one thing I know. So every time I meet a young girl, I boogie, oogie, oogie, and I rock the world. Said, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-dong, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a, my bell. Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-dong, ready to go to the motel, motel. Sounds swell, cause I'm the man of rock, the need a work bell. Here we go. Your name is Ted or your name is Fred. Everybody in the house say, go ahead.
Go ahead, 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 go ahead.
Now I got that band with the funky beat. All around the world, I hear music in the street. Street? To do the free, come on everybody and dance to the beat.
All right, that last song we heard was 2001 Kazoos by Mr. Magic and the Positive Choice Band. And there's a lot of numbers in that song. Not only the 2001 Kazoos. And the funny thing about, one of the funny things about listening to that song is when he says he's bad, well, sometimes bad means good. Huh? You know what I mean? When he said he's bad and he knows it, he knows he's good.
Hmm.
Yeah. Slang is weird. Sometimes it means the opposite of what you think it means. And before that we heard Bob Dureau singing Three is a Magic Number. And he was talking about triangles in there. And that captured Rowan's attention. So a triangle has three...
Symmetrical angles.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, there's that too. Bob Dureau was saying that a triangle has three sides, three angles, and... then you piped in and said, and three axes of symmetry, right? Grade twos these days. And he's right. If you draw an equilateral triangle, you can draw three lines through it that would make it the same on both sides of the line. Is that something you learned at school?
Yeah.
Wow. Fancy. Fancy math work. Oh, do you want to hear a song about math?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. This is a song about math being hard. Do you think math is hard?
No. I know what 999 plus 999 is.
You do?
1998.
Wow, you're right. How'd you do that?
I don't know. I just knew it was easy.
Wow. I don't think that would be easy for everybody. Especially not for the three guys in this band, Supernova. They wrote a song about how math is hard. And it's a very catchy song. So let's listen to it. And then let's follow it up with a very fun song by Cornelius called Count Five or Six on the Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour.
Pop quiz, you know, fill the blanks as you go. It's a pop quiz, you know, fill the blanks as you go. Big reviews like math, it's hard, and they're trying math, it's hard.
four, five, six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Think that song was called, Rowan?
Information.
Yeah. They said information lots of times.
Yeah.
And what's the band called?
Numbers.
Yeah.
Numbers.
We gotta put a band called Numbers in our Numbers episode, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
If it's called Numbers.
Mm-hmm. And they put out a really great album a long time ago now. I think maybe 2002 that record came out. Very catchy, though. Lots of big synthesizer sounds. And then before that, we heard from Cornelius, where he sampled people saying numbers and turned it into a song called Count 5 or 6 from his fantastic album called Phantasma. And we're joined here by Ollie. Ollie, do you want to hear a song from Sesame Street?
Yeah.
One of my favorites?
Yeah.
Let's listen to The King of Eight. Do you remember that segment on Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does he have eight of in his life?
Princesses.
Princesses.
Mm-hmm. And each princess has what?
Windows and crowns.
Yeah, they're popping out of windows. And they have eight crowns upon their head and eight jewels, if I remember correctly. But then, Ollie, do you remember what happens at the end of the song?
One more princess comes.
Yeah, he gives birth to a new princess. Oh no, here's princess number 9. Beep, 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 beep. So catchy. And we'll continue on from there. On the numbers episode of Cuckoo
Bananas. He has to be the number 9 king now.
Once upon a time in the land of eight, there stood a castle very great, and eight flags waved in the air, for the king of eight had put them there.
I'm the king of eight, and I'm here to state that everything here has to total eight. The guards, for instance, by the gate, must always number exactly eight.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
In my castle in back of me are eight windows, you can see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In those windows are my daughters. Show yourselves, my dears.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Each daughter has a silver crown with 8 jewels going round.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So I love 8. 8 is great. 8 is the number I do not...
Wait, important news comes from the queen, a new baby, and I have seen that she is well and doing fine.
Good grief, it's princess number 9.
Five from 6 leaves 1, 5 from 7 leaves 2, 5 from 8 leaves 3. It's easy as can be. 5 from 9 leaves 4, 5 from 10 leaves 5, 5 from 11 leaves 6. Don't get your numbers mixed. 5 from 12 leaves 7, 5 from 13 leaves 8, 5 from 14 leaves 9. I think you're doing fine. Now, I'll sing the tune, and you sing the answer. 5 from 6
leaves 1,
5 from 7
leaves 2,
5 from 8
leaves 3. It's easy as can be.
5 from 9
leaves 4,
5 from 10
leaves 5,
5 from 11
leaves 6. Don't get your numbers mixed.
5 from 12
leaves 7,
5 from 13
leaves 8.
5 from 14
leaves 9. I think you're doing fine.
Okay, right now we're listening to a song called Thousand Legs by Nino Nardini and Roger Roger. And Rowan, why do you think this song is called Thousand Legs?
Because it sounds like a caterpillar tapping its legs.
A caterpillar walking?
Or a centipede.
Or a centipede?
Yeah.
Or a millipede?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right. It's got that kind of sound, like a bunch of tiny little feet tapping on the ground.
Yeah.
And in music, that's called an arpeggio, when all the notes come one after another very quickly like that.
Hmm.
And what song did we hear before that?
Des milliers d'animaux.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of animals.
Yeah.
In colors.
By Miss Emma. And what were some animals that she mentions in the song?
A hippo, an elephant, and a porcupine.
Yep. Un éléphant violet.
Look.
Right?
Purple, blue, and...
Purple elephant, yeah.
Purple, blue, and I think gray.
There's a gray animal in there. There's lots of animals she describes, right?
Yeah.
Thousands of animals and thousands of colors. Now, before that, we heard a subtraction song about the number 5, sung to us by Mary Hurt.
And that got me thinking about the times tables. And Ollie was saying that his favorite number was 9. And that made me think, I know a cool trick with the 9 times tables. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get the calculator out. Okay, watch this. Okay, so if I type 9 times 2 into the calculator, what do I get?
18.
Okay, and what's 1 plus 8?
9.
Yeah, okay. Now remember that. 9 times 3 equals?
27.
And what's 2 plus 7?
9.
Right. Okay, 9 times 4 is?
36. 3 plus 6 equals 9.
Yeah. 9 times 5?
45.
Okay, what's 4 plus 5?
9.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to keep working if we keep going?
Yeah.
54?
5 plus 4 is 9.
Mm-hmm. 9 times 7? 63?
6 plus 3 is 9.
We can go all the way up. Let's try 9 times 9.
81, 8 plus 1 is equals 9.
Yep. Can we go higher?
Yeah.
9 times 10?
99 plus 0 equals 9.
9. Can we go higher? 9 times 11?
9 plus 9 equals 18, but then 8 plus 1 equals 9.
Well, that's fancy thinking. 9 times 12... 108.
1 plus 8.
Plus 0.
Equals 9.
9 times 13?
1 plus 1 plus 7. That equals 9.
What? 9 times 14?
126. 3. That equals 9.
What? 9 times 15?
1 plus 3, 4. That equals 9.
What? This keeps working. 9 times 16?
144. 1 plus 4. Yep.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
9 times 15 is going to do that again, I'm guessing.
Now, what's next? What do we have next here? Oh, up next we have one of my grandpa's favorite songs, Rock Around the Clock. Because if you look at a clock, what's it full of?
Rocks. Clocks?
Clocks and rocks and bricks and blocks. No, it's full of numbers. It is, Jake. You gotta believe me. Oh, and then we're going to hear the hit song Knock 3 Times by a band called Dawn.
That's a weird name.
Weird name, yeah. And then we'll only have time for one more song. And now, and the last song in the show, I couldn't decide if this should be a song for the numbers episode or should it be a song for the music episode. Because this is a song by band called Spanky and Our Gang, and they sing in numbers, but the numbers they're singing in are describing musical notes. So maybe we should play this one for the music episode too. And that'll be all the time we have for Cuckoo Bananas today. I'd like to thank all of my co-hosts, Rowan and Ollie and Jake in the background.
It's being very loud.
For help with our numbers-themed episode.
Numbers!
Here on CFRU in Guelph and UMFM in Winnipeg. Hear you all next week. Take care out there.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun.
3-5-2-3-4 sharp 5.
And the 8 is the same
as the 1, but an octave apart.
Try to learn it by heart.
5-4-3-2.
1-3-5-8-7-6-5-4-3-5-2-3-4 sharp 5, and the 8 is the same as the 1, but an octave apart.
Try to learn it by heart.
Congratulations on graduating. The real test begins now. Securing employment. Looking for a job can be exhausting, difficult, and frustrating. Luckily, we're here to help you with not only your job search, but with placement and retention, all at no cost to you. This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada. Our goal is for you to have a career, not just a job. Our mission is to see you succeed. Call VPI Inc. at 905-387-2220 today to find out how. Or visit us at vpi-inc.com and take the first step to success.
The Mohawk Students Association Food Bank is a free service for students in emergency need of food. Twice each month, registered students can pick up a bag containing non-perishable food items, including breakfast foods, canned items, and pasta, as well as some personal hygiene items. Students must show a valid one card and complete a form to register. The form is available online at mohawkstudents.ca/foodbank. The food bank service is offered at the Mohawk Students Association office at the Fennel, IAHS, and Stony Creek campuses. For specific location details, visit mohawkstudents.ca/foodbank.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hi, this is Gary U.S. Bonds.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Reno's lover boy.
Hi, I'm Maria Muldaur, and you're listening to the vinyl professor, Peter Moore.